I'm here to provide support for the inquiry. Also, I've been in a same-sex relationship for 28 years, and we've been pretty lucky, as other people say, in terms of the day-to-dayness, but it's just the constant having to make special arrangements. And that's where I did hear the introductory comments that marriage and civil union isn't the issue tonight, but it used to be illegal for a woman to vote. They changed the law. No one questions my capacity to vote. I think that if you did change the law, then so many issues would be sorted in one change of law. Just my one example is that Richard lived in North Australia, and we had a car in both of. We wanted to put in both names, but the vehicle division didn't allow you to. When we moved to South Australia, we decided to change the vehicle owner from my partner's to myself, and I had the same thing about the house. You know, stamp duty was charged $700 extra. So it's those sorts of things, having to set up powers of attorney over each other's affairs and organising superannuation, etc. It just doesn't make sense. We pay taxes. We should have the same treatment, equal treatment. Thanks.